Invite the children to come up.
Good morning. I'm suddenly louder. Well, you know, usually I bring something physical to show you for this. I didn't bring it today because I wanted to talk about the desert. And I figured if I brought a bunch of sand in and got it on our new carpet, I'd be in big trouble with the property committee. At least that's my guess, because it's hard to get sand up. That's the thing about sand. It gets into everything, right? It's all over the place. Well, our first lesson today is about the children of Israel, and they've come out of Egypt. You know the story of the Exodus, when they were set free from slavery in Egypt, and they wandered through the wilderness and then went into the Promised Land. Okay. Well, that's what today's reading is actually from, that story. And they've escaped from Egypt. If you've ever seen, or if you want to know more about it, you can watch a movie called The Ten Commandments. And there's some modern movies, cartoon movies, about the same thing. But they have come out of Egypt and made it away, part of the way across the desert. And they've come to a mountain called Mount Sinai. And Mount Sinai is the mountain of the Lord. That is, it's a mountain they associate with God. Now, we don't know exactly where Mount Sinai was. You would think that the Bible would tell us exactly where it was, because it's such an important mountain, but it doesn't. And the reason is probably that what was important about the place was not so much that it was a mountain that Moses went up to. We don't think it was the biggest mountain in the area. But it was a mountain from which God chose to speak to the children of Israel, the Jews, and as we call them now. And it was where God was using Moses to communicate his word to the people who had come out of Egypt. And therefore, God didn't want the children of Israel worshiping the mountain like it was some sacred place. So he didn't pick the biggest, and that was the place they would gather, and they were at the foot of the mountain in the desert, because it's very, very much a desert there. And part of their journey, they would struggle because they needed to find water and things to eat in the desert. But in the midst of this desert, they come to this day, and Moses brings them a message and tells them that they are God's special chosen people, that God really loves them, as if they were like a little treasure he would have in his hand and keep it special for him and put it in his pocket and keep it always with him. They were special to him. And the reason they were special to him is that they would be priests to the rest of the world. That is, they would be the ones who shared the good news of God's love with all the world. And eventually Jesus came and shared that good news. But in the meantime, they're in this desert at the bottom of the mountain, and God tells them what he wants, and they say, "Oh God, we're going to do it. Trust us. We'll always do the right thing. We'll always do exactly what you tell us." You think they did? No. Do you always do what your parents tell you? You don't have to answer that here. They're watching. We're all like that. We have trouble doing it. Sometimes even when we know the right thing, it's hard to do it. And you know, the thing about sin is a lot like that sand that's everywhere. Sand gets into things. If you go to the beach, you get it in your shoes. If you wear shoes, if you don't, you get it in your swimsuit, right? If you go back to a hotel room, you ever get in trouble with mom or dad because you leave sand in the bathtub when you take a bath or shower? Oh, you're good. I used to get in trouble because I wouldn't get it all rinsed off before I got in the tub. And then I would leave little pieces of sand. Well, the thing is, sin is kind of like that. Sin gets in even when we think it's not there. Sin is our desire to do what we want to do instead of what God wants us to do. Just like sometimes we don't listen to our parents because we don't really want to do what they want to do. We want to do kind of what we want to do. And so we kind of do that. Well, that's what happened with the children of Israel. So they would over and over get in trouble. But God would always call them back and forgive them. And God would always remind them again that they had promised that they would follow him. and they would turn back to God, at least for a while. And the promise is what's important about that day, because once God said, "You're my special treasure, I love you," that message came through them for the whole world. It came to us through Jesus. And that's the message from Jesus. We mess up sometimes, and sin gets in places and we don't know it's there, just like sand can get into places and we don't know it's there. But the thing is, we always can wash it away when we know it's there. And God washed away our sins through Jesus. And so even when we do make mistakes or do the wrong thing, God's always there to call us back and remind us that we are loved by Him and that He will forgive us. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, help us follow You, even if we lose our way. Call us back. Help us to remember Your love, whatever comes our way. All this we ask in Your name. Amen. Thanks for coming up.